You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're pleased to welcome Matt Schneidman, who covers the team for the Bay Area News Group and the San Jose Mercury News. Matt, thank you so much for joining us. I know it's been a busy day. How big of a surprise was the move of Cooper heading to Dallas for the first round pick?
I don't think it was too big of a surprise, just because, you know, there have been reports and rumblings the past, probably since last Saturday, right before they played the Seahawks in London, that Amari Cooper was on the trading block. I expected him to be traded. What I didn't expect is that the Raiders would get a first round pick for him. I think that was the far more surprising aspect of it. I thought the Raiders would settle for a second rounder. I thought a team would give a second rounder for Cooper just because of the flashes he's shown. Yes, he has been inconsistent, but I think he's shown the talent to be a clear-cut number one guy. So I was way more surprised that the Cowboys forked over a first-round pick rather than just the fact that the Raiders traded him. Now they have three first-round picks next year.
Right. According to Reggie McKenzie, they weren't necessarily looking to move Amari Cooper, but you're saying it's not a surprise that he got traded. Why were you expecting this to happen?
I think regardless of, you know, the word tanking is obviously getting thrown around a lot. I don't think the Raiders are tanking, but I think it's more of just a clear fire sale, a clear rebuild toward the future. Other teams know that the Raiders are in sell mode because obviously they're not going anywhere this season. Marshawn Lynch is on IR. Their left tackle's banged up. Khalil Mack is obviously. People can say the Raiders were in real rebuild mode from the start by trading their best player, but I think now the trade of arguably their best offensive skill player, it just shows they're in complete fire sale, complete rebuild mode, and John Gruden is building for Vegas. And I think that's why I wasn't surprised, because Amari Cooper is one of the more tradable guys, because you can get a first-round pick for him. And at the same time, Raiders probably weren't even going to keep him next year, because he was coming up to the same situation Khalil Mack faced, a long-term contract extension. And with how inconsistent he's been in his career, the longest streak he's had of more of 100-yard receiving games is just two games. And the past season and a half, he hasn't been very good. So I don't think they were going to keep him anyway. So I think that's what made him a prime trade candidate.
Before we talk about Amari specifically, you talk about Gruden planning for the future and this being about the move to Vegas and putting together a team that will be competitive there. Does that jive with the philosophy of ownership in the front office?
I think so. Where it doesn't jive is with the fan base, and Gruden has made it such a big part of his reintroduction to this fan base that he was going to do everything to win now, win for Oakland, because, and I think this is honest, you know, he knows how much the Raiders mean to the Oakland fan base. He spent 4 years here at the start of the century. He knows what the Oakland fan base means. It was just a couple months ago where I was at a fan rally at the local Raiders bar in the East Bay, and he proclaimed to them, "We're going to win now." You know, he said, "We got Derek Johnson from the Chiefs." He said, "We're going to get Khalil Mack back in here. Derek Carr is one hell of a quarterback." So John Gruden really cares about these Oakland fans. I think that's who it's going to hurt more, this fire sale. I think management knows, obviously, that they're not winning now. It's a long run. But and you just saw from the locker room today, you know, it's a hard sell to players. Players see this as, you know, management has given up on this season, and players hate that. Mm. So players and the fan base, I think, are the two groups who this is going to be a really hard sell on, less so management and ownership.
Matt Schneidman covers the Raiders for the San Jose Mercury News with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. To your best ability, you know, what have you been able to gauge about the players and their reaction to this latest trade?
Yeah, so, you know, players aren't really going to talk about this. You know, Gruden talks on Wednesday, and there's another open locker room on Wednesday, so we'll see if there's more on that. But players, what I take by them not talking is, you know, they just don't want to express their disapproval. You know, John Feliciano, who started at left guard for the Raiders last week, tweeted a meme, I believe it was, of Will Smith in an empty living room just looking around like, why is nobody else here? I think players are taken aback by, in week seven, yes, the Raiders are 1-5, but players always have that optimism of, you know, we can turn this thing around. Hey, three of the Raiders' next four opponents are terrible. The Colts, 49ers, and Cardinals. So they probably have some optimism. They can still turn this thing around, make a late push in a lackadaisical AFC. But Gruden and Reggie McKenzie making these moves just tells the players, we don't think we can win with the people we have in this locker room right now. So I think there's a little bit of disconnect there right now. I wouldn't say Gruden's lost the locker room, but I also think there's a sense of who's next. These players are like, well, if Khalil Mack can get traded, if Amari Cooper can get traded, I might be the next one to go. And I think that makes guys a little uneasy in that locker room.
Matt Schneidman covers the Raiders for the San Jose Mercury News. Monday with a big trade, Amari Cooper and Reggie McKenzie said to get a first rounder from the Dallas Cowboys was too good to pass up. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Cooper definitely has struggled, and a lot of people would point to the issues with Derek Carr in general, the offense. What do you see when you see that relationship?
I think it's a combination of things. You know, last year, Cooper was one of two receivers in the NFL, along with Dez Bryant, to have a drop rate of over 12%. So I think the drops really hurt Cooper last year, along with some nagging injuries. He had a concussion. He had an ankle injury. I believe he had a hamstring. So nagging injuries and the drops were what hurt Cooper last year. So I would say it's a little bit of bad luck with the injuries. Drops more on him. This year, I think it's a combination of Gruden not calling enough plays with Cooper as the primary option. It's Derek Carr not looking Cooper's way enough. It's, you know, Cooper not getting open enough. I think this year it's a little bit more of a combination. Like, when they played the Chargers 2 weeks ago, there were plays after that game where Cooper, who's one of the least outspoken guys in that locker room, went over to Carr and Gruden on the sideline and said, hey, guys, I was open. You know, that's very unlike Amari Cooper to do. And Amari Cooper, these last couple weeks, has started to, at least to us media, say, you know, I've been open. You know, it's not all me. And Derek Carr obviously gives the perspective of, you know, it's not always what you see on the surface. It's not always Cooper's not the option. We're going to him, but obviously there's more layers to a play if Cooper doesn't get the ball. And then Gruden says, you know, we're calling plays. We're not calling some plays. We probably need to call more. So a bit of a jumbled explanation from each of the three of them. But I think this year it's definitely way more of a combination of Gruden and Carr in there rather than just on Cooper.
Well, let's talk about Derek Carr, because I've heard from a lot of Raiders fans, since we have an affiliate in the Bay Area, that mm-hmm. the Raiders need to move on from him as the franchise QB. I know he signed the big extension, but he's got fewer touchdowns than he does have turnovers. And the offense, while it goes well in spurts, you know, it doesn't seem to be able to put together a full game. And sometimes you don't know if it's coming or going. So how precarious, or you know what, how solid is Carr's position as the starting quarterback or the quarterback of the future for the Raiders?
Yeah, I would say, you know, right now it's pretty safe, but going forward, you never know. I mean, Reggie McKenzie said today, nobody is untouchable. Then John Gruden goes and tells ESPN that nobody else is getting traded. So some mixed messages there. Who knows what the actual realistic internal situation is. I think if the Jacksonville Jaguars, let's say, came to the Raiders and gave them an offer they couldn't turn down.
Like two more first-round picks?
Exactly. Let's say a first and a second for Derek Carr. The Raiders take that. I mean, you got to take that. If you're really buying into that we're not winning this season, why not? And then go draft a quarterback next year and hope he comes in and is the starter, or trade this year for a Ryan Fitzpatrick or something that can just get you through the season and then draft a rookie. So I don't think Carr is totally off limits, as we've seen. Like I said, if Khalil Mack can be traded, if Amari Cooper can be traded, anybody can be traded. That includes your franchise quarterback. If they choose to keep him, though, I think he can be the long-term guy. I think Derek Carr is a very good quarterback. I think he needs a good offensive line, as any quarterback does, to be good. Mm-hmm. We saw in 2016, Raiders had the best offensive line in the league. Derek Carr, I believe, finished third in the MVP voting. Last Sunday, he was sacked six times. His offensive line has been absolutely terrible this year, and he suffered because of it. So if the Raiders can get a little more going on the offensive line, I think we'll start to see the Derek Carr of old and the one that can be a franchise guy.
It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio with Matt Schneidman of the San Jose Mercury News. Before I let you go, in addition to O-line, because that is definitely a glaring weakness, what are some of the other major issues for the Raiders in this 1-5 start?
Well, the secondary has always been an issue. Not always, but, you know, last year it was a big issue. This year it's a big issue. Gerrion Conley, their 2017 first-round pick, is healthy, fully healthy, played zero defensive snaps against the Seahawks. You know, the Raiders are trying to find a set rotation at cornerback. Their safeties aren't very good either. You know, they didn't bite on the Eric Reed sweepstakes. I think they should have. They have Reggie Nelson, a 35-year-old slow veteran back there. And Carl Joseph, their 2016 first-round pick, has been hurt, hasn't played when he's been healthy. So their defensive secondary is really in shambles right now. And then their running game. I mean, first couple games, Marshawn Lynch was able to find the end zone, albeit from, you know, within 10 yards out. But now Lynch is on IR. He's probably done as a Raider. Who knows if he'll play another snap in the NFL again. He looked pretty fresh this year, but now it's up to Doug Martin and Jalen Richard. Jalen Richard's a solid receiving back, but Doug Martin has 30 carries this year and only 3 first downs. And the fear coming into this year was, you know, he had 2.9 yards per carry each of the past two seasons in Tampa Bay after his all-pro season in 2015. So it's up to Doug Martin to turn this running game around, and it's up to someone. Who knows who it's going to be? It doesn't look like it's going to be anybody on the roster right now who can turn around this defensive secondary and salvage anything in this season.
Interestingly enough, the Raiders have one of the oldest rosters in the NFL, and yet the trades are coming with younger guys. So that's certainly right. Not going to help your age average. You can follow Matt on Twitter at Matt Schneidman, S-C-H-N-E-I-D-M-A-N. Oakland Raiders beat writer with the San Jose Mercury News. Never a dull moment. Matt, thank you so much for a couple of minutes.
Thanks so much, Amy. Really appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.